It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America wants to see a
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Monday, everybody. I trust you've had a great weekend, and here we are back on a Monday after this 9/11 weekend, and honoring those who gave their life on that fateful time in 2001. First responders, policemen, firemen, and, of course, people that they gave their life there on the hills of Pennsylvania, never making it to their destination. A lot of people, a lot of memories, a lot of things happen, and we just want to say that we are thankful and grateful that we still get to live in America. And we do not believe that God is finished with America. And today I have Bishop Tony Miller, who is the pastor, leader of the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, and has a tremendous influence with his apostolic leadership all across America, different nations of the world. So welcome to BPN Radio. We're going to be talking to Bishop Tony Miller concerning the state of the church. What is the condition of the church, and why are over 4,000 churches closing their doors this year? What has happened to the church? And, you know, I've been in ministry now for 49 years. I've seen dramatic changes, and yet I'm still here leading prayer 24 hours a day on BPN Radio. I send out a prayer every day, have for over 3 years, to over 5,000 or 6,000 people on my mailing list. And I'm believing one day for 1 million people to be on my mailing list. And I believe as America faces more crucial times, crucial days, that people will begin to pray as never before, because I really believe that it is the answer and it is the solution. So thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. And I want us to pray right now. Father, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray here during this next hour that your kingdom come, your will be done as on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we know the plan that you have for each of our lives is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. I know that you still have a plan for America. We are crying out now for revival in 1,000 cities in America. We're crying out for another spiritual awakening. Lord, we need you. We need your help. And we realize that no man can save us, even though there are certain individuals who are claiming that they can save America. They're the hope of America. We know that is not true. We know, Father God, that only you can help us now. We need your help. We need your guidance, and we need your direction. So help us, we pray now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would anoint this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we're going to be back in just a few moments to talk to Bishop Tony Miller. But right now here is one of the most popular songs out across the nation today. A little upbeat song, but we're going to touch the sky. Then we're going to be back to talk to Tony Miller. Here's Hillsong, Touch the Sky.
What fortune lies beyond the stars, those dazzling heights too fast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far, but I found heaven as love swept.
Everything I am, reaching out as touch the sky, woman needs hit the ground.
Well, it's great to have on the BPN broadcast today a longtime friend of mine, Bishop Tony Miller from Oklahoma City. He pastors the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, a great church there. I was able to minister there just a few weeks ago. And Bishop Tony Miller is the founder and president of Destiny World and reaching literally around the world. And Bishop Tony Miller has been my friend since 1987. So it's been a long-term relationship. He's a wonderful man of God. He's the author of several books. One of my favorite is Journey to Significance, and he's got some other books. But Bishop Tony Miller, welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's great to be with you and to be a part of the broadcast.
Well, I know that God has given you a major opportunity to minister into the body of Christ, particularly in the lives of pastors and ministers. I know you do leadership conferences. You minister on television, radio, and, you know, God has given you an opportunity to reach literally around the world, particularly in the lives of pastors and churches and leaders.
I've had the privilege, Dale, of preaching in 75 nations of the world, and we've had about 275,000 pastors go through our training schools in the last 25 years. So I spend my life with leaders on a regular basis, and I am honored to serve them and to see the purpose and destiny of God brought forth in their life, and to see the things that God put in them for this generation come forth and be brought into fruition. You know, I learned a long time ago, Brother Dale, that our potential is God's gift to us. You didn't earn it. You can't buy it. God deposits it in your life. He gives you potential in raw form. But what we do with it is our gift back to God. And so I've spent my life trying to help other people learn how to discover and deploy the potential of God that's been invested in their life.
Well, I know that you are certainly gifted to do that. And today I would just like, before we have prayer together, I'd just like to talk you to talk with us about what you see in the church, because I know that you have entrance into some of the great churches in America and other parts of the world. I consider you one of the great preachers of our time, one of the great spokespersons, and I believe that God has given you tremendous insight. And just to share a little bit about what you see going on in the church today, any concerns you have, and how there may be a call to pray, a call to revival. I know that so many churches are falling into this, without being negative, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so what do we need in the church today?
Brother Dale, as I travel across not only our nation, but the nations of the world, we're becoming obvious that North America is becoming one of the great mission fields and one of the greatest needy areas of our generation. 100 years ago, America was the seedbed of missions, world evangelization, and the place where the gospel was exported to help change the world. But over the last 20 to 40 years, we have seen not necessarily a decrease in the generosity of America in its sense of still giving, but in its impact, because in a lot of ways we have taken what was birthed, I believe, by the Spirit and the life of God, and now we've tried to maintain it by the ingenuity of men. While I believe God is creative and that unique gift of his divine nature has been deposited into us, that we too are creative. I do not believe it that we can build the church or the kingdom, take cities, break down strongholds simply through the ingenuity and creativity of mankind. So there's a great hunger in my heart. I lead a network of churches, but I believe God's put a trumpet in my hand to blow that we are calling churches forth to be true presence-driven churches, churches that once again recognize, make room for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, Zechariah prophesied in Zechariah 4, verse number 6, he said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. And literally, those words mean it's not by the tenacity of you refusing to give up, and it's not by the strength of all the things you have amassed. In other words, you 10,000 people being in your auditorium is not what's going to make your city come to the cross and be impacted for the kingdom. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the working of my spirit. And then he says to him in the very next verse that this mountain shall become a plain when you shall grace to it. And literally what he's saying is that when the Spirit of God begins to operate in the earth, he brings back the ability to recover lost purposes. And one of the, I think that the lost purpose there is that the house of God had become forgotten. The foundation of God had become covered over with rubbish, and it become a mountain in Zerubbabel's pathway. But God said, my spirit is coming to remove the rubbish and all the things that have blocked you from purpose and distracted you and detracted from my ability. I'm blowing it off of that foundation because my grace is coming. There's an empowerment coming to rise up and be the people of the Spirit. So I'm excited today, Dale, because I really believe that God is calling for churches all across North America to not just buy into the processed systems of our day, if I could say it that way, because I don't want to be negative about how people do church. It's not about style, it's about substance. And I just sense that we have been content in America to be processed, franchised, fast food, when in reality the Holy Spirit is coming to awaken an army of people from the inside who will stand up, look at the things that God has promised them and said, you know what, we've got to recover lost purposes. We've got to recover the things that were destined to be a part of our DNA and a part of our nature so that God's power is released.
Well, I believe that. And I believe that God is raising up an army of pastors who will be like Gideon, will blow that trumpet, and people will hear the sound. But I know that there are so many pastors today that are intimidated by the war on Christianity. They're intimidated by the opinions of other people, parishioners in their church. And so somehow the so many pastors are becoming silenced, and even the Holy Spirit is being reduced to a back room or somewhere else. And there is there's a war on what we would call spirit-led church or spirit-led services, and a reduction of praying in the Spirit or being confined to this or that. I just sense that there's pastors out there are so hungry for God, but maybe they're intimidated by time restraints, time restrictions, people that may not go along or endorse what they're doing or saying. And maybe you could just address this situation, because I know that there are Christian leaders in our nation that's really waged war on the gifts of the Spirit and Spirit-led services.
Yeah, I think everywhere just about in the Bible, when the angel of the Lord showed up to call forth a man or a woman into a destiny that would shake up the system of the day, the angel always began his address to them with fear not. Because I think intimidation becomes the avenue that the enemy uses to silence men and women who have incredible gifts. We're living right now in a time, Dale, when I think our whole world, and particularly North America, is living under a spirit of fear and timidity, not just in the church world. It's manifesting in church leadership because it's a reality in the whole natural setting of our world. We just finished an election cycle in America just a few weeks ago, where there was voting that took place, and obviously the consequences and the outcome of that vote has shifted some of our political landscape. But here was what was intriguing to me. When they did the exit survey of all the people leaving the voting booth, and they asked them, what is it that motivated you to vote the way you did? 70% of the people gave an answer that denoted some fear they had. I was afraid of the economy. I was afraid of my job. I was afraid I wouldn't have health care. I was afraid of ISIS. I was afraid that we were going to have terrorist attacks. So 70% of the voters were driven by fear to make a decision. The reality is that the pulpits of America are being confronted on a weekly basis with the powers of darkness seeking to intimidate us. And I believe that the first voice that we're going to hear is the voice of the Lord saying, fear not. Be free from this intimidating spirit that is coming. When David came to face Goliath, he got intimidated from three different directions. The first intimidation came from his own brothers. They intimidated him with their criticism. Why are you down here? Who's keeping them sheep you got? Who do you think you are? What makes you think you can be any different than us? We got a giant here. We're afraid to handle it.
Yeah.
What makes you think you can handle it? So they tried to intimidate Goliath before he had a chance to even fail.
Yeah.
They tried to intimidate him.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves his brothers, the next person that he tries to intimidate him is his own overseer. King Saul looks at him and says, David, this man is a warrior from his youth. This guy's been trained. He's a part of the greatest army that we've ever faced, the Philistines. You can't do this, son. You're a shepherd boy. And he wanted to intimidate him by his lack of skill and his lack of resource.
Yeah.
And David had to give him his resume. You don't understand, Saul. Thank God delivered me from the bear, the paw of the bear and the grasp of the in this circumstance. And then he gets on the battlefield, and his enemy, Goliath, starts trying to intimidate him by mocking him. Who am I, a dog, that you should come at me with a stick and with stones? And he tried to intimidate him out of the battle. And I just sensed the Holy Ghost today, Dale, saying, fear not.
Yeah.
This is not a day for timidity. This is not a day to be fearful over what we don't have. This is a day to run to the battlefield. This is a day to embrace the power of God. This is really not a negative day, because the more we see the world evolving into darkness, the greater the ability of the gospel, I believe, to bring true transformation to people's lives if we won't be timid.
I agree.
The thing that we have in our hands, the treasure that we possess, is more valuable, more powerful, more enlightening, and more transforming than anything that the world has to offer. And we're timid to even offer it. This is the greatest day for the full gospel church has ever been.
Yeah.
We live in a generation of experiential people. Everybody wants to experience something. And when we finally got a generation that wants to be experiential, the full gospel church has become non-experiential. This is the moment we've been born for. This is what I believe God's been trying to get us to for 100 years, ever since Azusa, is to bring us to a generation that would embrace the activity of the Holy Spirit in such a way that it couldn't be explained. It could only be experienced.
Oh, I agree. I certainly concur, and I just know that that we're on the precipice of something incredible spiritually in our nation. I just know that there are men out there that are looking for leaders like yourself who will, like Gideon, blow the trumpet. And so I just want you to spend a few moments. You can say a few words to pastors or church leaders, or you can just pray for them. But I want you to at least pray for them today.
Dale, this morning when I knew that we would be sharing on this phone call, I was awakened with this reality. And if there's pastors that are listening today, I'm rallying pastors to a fresh move and a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost. In fact, later on I can tell you about an opportunity where we're gathering in March, but I just sense that there is an awakening of presence-driven, spirit-empowered people who are taking themselves and putting themselves into a new position, an upright position, to begin to move forward. But this morning when I got up, I sensed the Holy Spirit say this to me. You know, history is recorded in lifetimes. When you read a biography, you get 75 years of a man's life in 250 pages. It's recorded in lifetimes, but watch this, it's experienced in moments.
Yeah.
And we are in a divine moment. We are in a divine moment. And our ability to perceive the moment is going to give us the power to enter into it. Jesus came to Jerusalem, said, if you would have recognized your day, things would have changed. But because you couldn't recognize it, you didn't have the power to enter into it. I believe there's people listening to our voice today. The Holy Spirit is sparking something on the inside of people who are listening. Not only pastors, but leaders in business world. People in every dimension are being awakened to the fact, you know what, I was born for this moment. And I perceive this is not a day to retreat. This is a day to advance. This is a day to move in and take advantage of what it is that God wants to do in this moment. And if I will perceive the moment, God will empower me to move into it. And I just want to say to every leader, do not miss this moment. Don't say 3 months and then comes, or 4 months, or in a couple of years, or when the White House changes, or when the, no. This is the moment. I believe 2015 is an incredibly strategic year, prophetically, for the body of Christ. And if we rise up and embrace the moment, allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on us, we're going to see some recovery of lost purposes and lost things that are coming back to the house of God. I believe we're going to see altars filled. I believe we're going to see marriages put back together.
Yeah.
We're going to see things that nobody can explain. They can only experience.
I agree. Well, say a prayer for us, Bishop Tony Miller.
Father, I thank you today for people who have joined to this prayer network, to this broadcast. Lord, I thank you today for the power and the awakening of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we acknowledge today that everything you do in the earth, you do on the basis of Calvary through the power of the Spirit. And I pray today in Jesus' name that you would empower your people, breathe a fresh breath of God into our lives, cause us to stand up and become the people you desire us to be. Lord, I pray for pastors today. I pray that the spirit of intimidation would come off of their lives. May we not be intimidated by our culture. May we not be intimidated by the people around us. May we not be pressed into a mold, but may we be people who believe the report of the Lord and encourage, speak, and declare the things that you have put in our hearts. Lord, I pray for cities today to be awakened.
Yeah.
Lord, you've placed men and women in cities to awaken those cities that the kingdom of God has come. It is here.
Yes.
And I thank you for your rulership and your reign. We come to push back the forces of darkness today and to release your lordship into every place and every sphere of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I set myself an agreement. Really appreciate you being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. Tell people how they can reach you. There may be pastors. I mean, there's a lot of pastors out there. They just feel all alone. They just would really love to get connected with your ministry. And tell the people how they can contact you.
Thank you, Brother Dale, for giving us this opportunity. For those who may be pastors, I have a network of churches called Destiny Network International, churches across the world that together, we have times where guys can gather. They can go to our local church, www.thegatechurch.tv, or they can go to www.destinywo.com and get information. That's thegatechurch.tv. There's resources that will be available on that website or to destinywo.com. And Brother Dale, I just believe, I felt such an urgency in 2015. I'm holding a gathering for pastors and leaders the first week in March in Oklahoma City to call men to do things that are, I believe, unprecedented. Habakkuk said, I'm going to do a work in the earth that had I told you, you wouldn't have believed it because it was unprecedented. And I believe there's some unprecedented things that's about to be released in the earth. I would encourage every man, woman that could, that has a leadership capacity in this nation, if you can get to the heartland, something strategic will happen those few days. I feel it strongly. We can serve pastors. We do it on a regular basis. They can contact me and I'd be happy to do what I could.
And give us the dates again for your for the conference in March.
It's March 4, 5, and 6.
March 4, 5, and 6 in Oklahoma City. And, of course, you can contact Bishop Tony Miller through thegatechurch.tv or destinywo.com. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. I sure love you, and thank you for sharing today here on BPN Radio.
Brother Dale, thank you. And I want to say to those that are listening, this is a great ministry to sow into. I've known Dale since 1987, and I've never known a man that can stir people's hearts to believe God in prayer more than Dale Gentry, Dale and Gene Gentry. So, Dale, it's my honor. Thank you. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name.
And thank you. And appreciate you being on the broadcast today, driving down the road. You have a safe journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's been great to have Bishop Tony Miller on BPN Radio on this Monday, talking about the church. And I believe that we are still the hope for this nation. And, you know, as we, the church, prays and seeks the face of God, as we respond to 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Jesus said, when you pray, say these words.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen.
Thank you. Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Blessings in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul.
My friend, Martin Smith, Delirious, Find Me in the River. Here on BPN Radio on this Monday. Good to have you listening in. This is BPN, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time or any time. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, and here we are at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, because we believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we know that prayer is the key. We've been calling for 1,000 churches. We have almost 1,100 churches now that are represented on Breakout Prayer Network. And we have almost 800 cities that are represented. And we're believing God now for 1,000 prayer leaders. 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you'd like to be a prayer leader,
If you already have a prayer group, then just go ahead and go to bpnradio.com and click on 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can register there, and we will add your name to the list. And if you don't have a prayer group, you you need to prayerfully consider starting a prayer group and lead it. And it may be a neighborhood prayer watch. It could be in your business. It could be on your high school, college, university campus. It could be on social media. You might have a Facebook prayer group, whatever it may be. I would like to take this moment to recognize at this time some new prayer leaders that we have. And when you register to be a prayer leader, whether you have a group that's meeting on a weekly basis or you're starting a prayer group, remember that you have the option of either listing it as a private group, a private location, or it's a public location. And so we will indicate on our list of prayer leaders. So we do want to welcome some prayer leaders here today. I want to welcome Eddie Hornsby, who has a private location in Point Lay, Alaska. Our first prayer group in Alaska. Jim and Tina Grounds is leading a prayer group at Impact Center in Duncan, Oklahoma. Judy Cook at New Liberty Faith Ministries in Blackwell, Oklahoma, as well as Sean Patrick Williams, who's leading a prayer group at Warrior Nations International Ministries. Also, Roy Ivins has a private location in Lubbock, Texas. Stephen Strader is leading prayer at his church there in Lakeland, Florida. Tom Santopolo at Gateway Church in Rutland, Vermont. Why don't you take a moment to pray with me concerning 1,000 prayer leaders, and pray with me when I call these prayer leaders names in prayer, if you will. That would be great. Becky Barton, a woman of the word in Winfield, Louisiana. Linda Ragland has private locations in Angleton, Austin, and Marathon, Texas. And we have Lisa Roberts-Helton, who is leading prayer in College Station, Texas. Neil Eflin at Best Way Lending, Gig Harbor, Washington. Tom Benegas, leading prayer in Brussels, Belgium. Melody Strom has a private location in Marshall, Illinois. And Jennifer Nahovi is leading prayer at a private location in Miami Gardens, Florida. Dana Price, the Church of Love, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Steve Hayes, Sapphire Ministries, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Maurice Beverly Anderson in Oceanside, California. John Salisbury in Elgin, South Carolina. And Lucy Herrera, Austin, Texas. Tina Rogers, Baytown, Texas. Yvette Oria in McKinney, Texas. Bill Hart at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. Jill McCray, Kansas City, Missouri. Carrie Greenlee, Waco, Texas. Eric and Aaron Marte, Rock Family Worship Center, Parkersburg, West Virginia. Karen Testerman in Concord, New Hampshire. Michelle Burnside, Madisonville, Kentucky. Malcolm Burton in The Woodlands, Texas. Sonia Schimmel in Port Angeles, Washington. Mary Jeter, Garland, Texas. Lisa Wepper, Independence, Kansas. Sue Williams in San Diego, California. Jackie Thomas, Bristow, Oklahoma. Rebecca Brindle, Blairsville, Georgia. Jamie Peters, Lake Worth, Florida. Jim Loper, Cornerstone Church, Amarillo, Texas. Adolfo Pacheco, Clearview Church, Chino, California. Lori Wong in Farmington, New Jersey. Evelyn Gastelum, Downey, California. Marilyn Parker, Putnam Valley, New York. Ron Lester, Tucson, Arizona. Kai Vaughn, Waxahachie, Texas. Melanie Proctor, Rincon, Georgia, as well as Rob Mays at Radiant Life, Cedar Hill, Texas. Ernest Camber Jr. in Blairsville, Georgia. Bill Michael, Hendersonville, North Carolina. John Needler, leading prayer at Family Worship Center in Elgin, Texas. And Kelly Reed, Kansas City, Missouri, Betsy Stanton, Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas, Gary Patterson, Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia, Art Evans, San Diego, California, Christian Worship Center, Lawrence Neeson, Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Rick Rapp, Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, Judy Dodson at Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina, Tracy Johnson, Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, Cheryl Ortiz, leading prayer on Facebook in Manford, Oklahoma, and others. And we pray right now for these prayer leaders right now in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would bless them as they lead weekly prayer, and you would just minister to them in a very special way. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us a thousand prayer leaders here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, if you'd like to be a part of this 1,000 prayer leaders, and we'll publish your name. If it's a private location, we'll indicate it as such, and we'll also publish if it's a public prayer gathering. We will publish the name of your location, not the address, but the name of your location. And we believe that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And speaking of prayer, we're going to pray for some individual prayer requests right now. If you would just set yourself in agreement here on this Monday, Ronald sent out wrote the following prayer request. So they're praying that their 23-year-old son will have a renewing of his mind, will turn back to God from a life of drugs, alcohol, rejecting God, sleepless nights. We just believe that God is dealing with Ronald's son. We pray in Jesus' name for his salvation, turning back to God. Beverly needs healing. She's had a bone loss. She's had one surgery in her gums, and now they want to do another surgery. Lord, let us pray for Beverly right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Rebecca wrote this prayer request asking us to pray for her husband, Jeffrey, for a full-time position that is coming available at his work that he's been faithful to for almost 2 years despite low hours at this time. Father, we just pray for Jeffrey right now for favor on this job. In Jesus' name, we believe you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Lyle, who is scheduled to have surgery. We ask, Lord, that you just minister to Lyle this week. In the name of the Lord, we pray for our friend Gary Pack, who's back from Vietnam, but has a strep infection. And we just pray right now for him. We pray for every need that is represented here on BPN, that you will supply these needs in Jesus' name. And if you have a prayer request, we just want you to go to bpnradio.com, and you can click on prayer request. And we have a national prayer team that will be praying for your request. That's bpnradio.com. And there is a special prayer request there, and you can just go there. I do want us to pray for the Christian movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven. And last week we had my friend Michael W. Smith, and he was talking about the movie that he co-stars in, that he did the score for. And it's now in theaters all across America. And you might invite a friend and watch this, invite them to go with you and watch this movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven. So we're going to have the trailer for this movie. And we just pray that, Lord, that many people will be saved, will come to know you as a result of attending this movie, realizing that there is an opportunity. And so here we go. We're going to have this trailer, 90 Minutes in Heaven. Here we go.
Three children, a husband of a wonderful wife, a man with a great future. On January 18th, 1989, I died. When I woke up, I was in heaven.
The man in the red Ford is deceased. I'd like to pray for him.
He's alive! You got it, Paul?
From what we've heard, Don's car was wrecked by an 18-wheeler.
Your husband is very badly injured. We are doing everything we can to save him.
I'm so scared. God, please help us.
It's going to be tough, but Don needs you now.
I fought all I can. I'm ready to die.
You got all these people who care so much for you, and you have no idea how much they love you.
We're going to pray all night for you. We're taking over from here.
I have denied them the blessing of caring. You were right. Amidst all the suffering, I've learned that heaven is real. You prayed, I'm here.
Okay, theaters all across America. My friend Michael W. Smith, along with Hayden Christensen, Kate Bosworth, and you will be blessed by attending this movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven, and taking your church friends and your friends that don't know the Lord, and inviting them to an incredible, incredible movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven. So, Father, we pray for this movie, and that is in theaters all across America, that people will come to know the hope of eternal life, that life is more than just buying a house, buying a car, and getting a paycheck on Friday. We know that this life is in preparation for eternal life. So I just pray for people today, Lord, that does not know you as their personal Savior and Lord, that they would come to know you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you don't know the Lord, would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for eternal life. Amen and amen. And thank you for responding to that invitation. And I just want to, in closing, on the broadcast here on this Monday, want to talk about the condition of the church. I know Bishop Tony Miller talked about it, but in my 49 years of ministry, things have dramatically changed. When I was starting out in the ministry 49 years ago, churches were opening across America. You very seldom ever heard of a church closing, but now so many people have been de-churched, unchurched. So many people are moving around. We live in a very mobile society. Many people go to church via internet. Maybe they have a church and they move away to another church, never get established. For many different reasons, we find that that church attendance is declining in America. But I believe that that is going to reverse. And so I believe that the condition of the church at this very moment is somewhat lukewarm. But I believe that a red-hot, on fire, Holy Ghost revival is coming to 1,000 cities in America. Would you pray with me? Father, we pray. We pray for one more spiritual awakening in America. We pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We pray that it will begin on the streets of our cities and spill over into the church, the churches. And we pray, oh God, that there would be a radical move of your Holy Spirit power. Father God, in this nation. And Lord, we set ourselves in agreement with people all across America. We set ourselves in agreement with those in this nation and other nations of the world who are crying out for another spiritual awakening, for revival in their church, a revival in their home, a revival on their campus, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we believe you. We believe it's late, but we don't believe it's too late. Lord, I know that these are perilous times, and it's 2 minutes till midnight. But Lord, we trust you, and we believe you for it, and we cry out for an awakening of the church, a cleansing of the church, a turning back to you, O God, in these days and times in which we're living. We believe you for it, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening today. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, our announcer and producer, Michael Schonborn, he'll give you the information. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.